The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
As liberty all right, welcome back. Weeps. As much as I could keep listening to that, it's perfectly fitting, obviously, at this moment, but we must press on. I'm waiting for that clip to load up, so it's going to be another minute. So let me preface. We're going to play that. I'm going to play another one, too, if we get time, and I think we will. Another one that I would be remiss if I didn't throw that one in as well. That's going to be in a coming segment. But I'll come back to that clip in a second. First, let me read Pistrito's words. This, again, is from the Heritage Foundation piece titled The Birth of the Administrative State, Where It Came From and What It Means for Limited Government, First Principles Series number 16 by R.J. Pistrito. And he wrote right from the beginning, these are the first two paragraphs, the opening paragraphs, it says, for those who hold the Constitution of the United States in high regard and who are concerned about the fate of its principles in our contemporary practice of government, the modern state ought to receive significant attention. The reason for this is that the ideas that gave rise to what is today called the administrative state, quote unquote, are fundamentally at odds with those that gave rise to our Constitution. In fact, the original progressive era architects of the administrative state understood this quite clearly. And this is progressive era from 1880 to 1920, roughly. They understood this quite clearly, as they made advocacy of this new approach to government an important part of their direct, open, comprehensive attack on the American Constitution. He continues, as a practical matter, the modern state comes out of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, which launched a large bureaucracy and empowered it with broad governing authority. Also, as a practical matter, the agencies comprising the bureaucracy reside within the executive branch of our national government, but their powers transcend the traditional boundaries of executive power to include both legislative and judicial functions. These powers are often exercised in a manner that is largely independent of presidential control and altogether independent of political control. And that is precisely the issue that we're dealing with now. And so the problem is, in the simplest terms that I can think to present it, there is a contractual obligation that binds us to these administrative agencies in accordance with the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. And because one of the no-nos for Congress, one of the things Congress can't do is abridge obligations of contracts, that contract, that contractual obligation with these agencies binds us, and that supersedes the Constitution. And so those rules are the rules that govern these court proceedings. And they've mirrored and they've mimicked the language that we recognize in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and other things with which we're familiar and we learn about in school, so that when we hear the nonsense, it sounds familiar, but man, we keep scratching our head and thinking, well, if that's true, then why is this going in the exact opposite direction of what one would expect? The reason is because we ain't speaking the same language. More on that, and hopefully the clips when we come back. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Our Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadtmiller today, trying to do the best job I can to address the issue raised by Greg in Ohio. That should be paramount in the minds of every American these days. What in the, you know what, is going on here with the situation that Greg describes? I mean, it's utter nonsense. It's you know, but there is no, apparently there's no reverse with this machine. The thing's not recognizing any backing up or any lateral motion. It just grinds forward with deadly seriousness. And as I said, I'm going to play a clip here in a little bit, but we're trying to unravel this mystery. The mystery really is simply we're talking about two sets of rules and two separate games. We think we operate under the Constitution in this country, and we do. It's just buried beneath politically correct term to couch it in. So it's just buried under the administrative nonsense. The shadow government that everyone likes to talk about has a name. It's called the administrative fourth branch of the federal government. And in fact, it's international in nature, which is why you see in places like Afghanistan, for example, they have the same bureaucratic structure. how is that possible when they just had their second election in modern history? How is it possible that their bureaucratic structure is constructed nearly the same way as the United States system? That is the shadow government. It has a name. It's called the administrative branch, the administrative fourth branch of the federal government. On my broadcast in the evenings, I've played clips, Road Warrior Radio, we've played clips of congressmen, at least two congressmen, United States congressmen, mentioning the administrative branch by name. What? We never hear about this. Why is that? And that's where the action is. I'll say it again. Senator McCarran was not kidding when he said in 1946, when they were passing the Administrative Procedure Act, he wasn't kidding and he didn't misspeak. He was very accurate and very correct when he said that the Administrative Procedure Act, Senate Bill 7, is a bill of rights. It's a bill of rights for the hundreds, for whom? For the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. Now, we expect law and order under the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But he said next, it is designed, the Administrative Procedure Act, it is designed to provide guarantees of due process, what? Of law? No, in administrative procedure. So that's the issue. See, the clip that I'm going to play, the judge was talking about the other Bill of Rights, the Administrative Bill of Rights. But this poor lady obviously really didn't realize that. And who does? And so it's a completely different set of rules. So the question is, the first question every American should ask themselves is, are my affairs controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government? Well, what do you mean? Can you give me some examples? Sure. Federal Reserve. Social Security Administration. Department of Homeland Security. Just about everything you can put your finger on. My point is, and I wasn't being flippant when I asked if it was agencies that Greg is dealing with. I was being very serious because you don't see the Supreme Court show up on your doorstep these days. You don't see Congress show up on your doorstep. You don't see any cabinet-level positions of the White House show up on your doorstep. Who shows up? Child Protective Services, FBI, CIA, IRS. What are those? They're agencies. That's the root, ladies and gentlemen. In Walden, Thoreau wrote, "There are a thousand hacking at the branches to one who is striking at the root." And it was an interesting little treatise that he was on there, which is worth reading, but again, what is the root? Where does all this nonsense and hijinks come from? Well, Senator McCarran said it. The Administrative Procedure Act is a Bill of Rights. That's the other Bill of Rights that we never hear about. For the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. There's your new Bill of Rights, the Administrative Procedure Act. Listen to Ralph Winterroad's broadcast on this network to understand what that means. I touched on R.J. Pistrito's piece in Heritage Foundation, from the Heritage Foundation, his piece titled The Birth of the Administrative State, where it came from and what it means for limited government. I encourage everyone to read it. I guarantee you'll come away with an even more shocking and eye-opening revelatory view of figures like Woodrow Wilson. If you didn't like him before, you really won't like him after you read that, but I'm going to give you another excerpt. Why is this so important? Pistrito touches on it a little bit in the first page that I read from, but let's just be a little more clear about this. And this is going to sound absolutely crazy. But this is the way it is. And this is not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration for effect. This is from page 14 of his piece. It says, the second tenet of separation of powers. And what did the good guys say? You know, the abrogation of that, I think it was Madison, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but basically the abrogation of separation of powers or the consolidation of power can be rightly defined as tyranny. Okay? That's the foundation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, if that's where you feel like firm footing is for you in this country. If you're an American and that means standing on the Constitution and Bill of Rights, Madison, the father of the Constitution, said the consolidation of powers and branches can rightly be defined as tyranny. So let's hear what this administrative branch does. Does it do that? Is it tyrannical? The second tenet of separation of powers, the prohibition of combining functions, has fared no better in modern constitutional and administrative law. As Lawson explains, and here R.J. Pistrito is citing Gary Lawson's piece titled The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State, which is another excellent piece that I encourage everyone to read. He says, continuing in Pistrito's piece, he writes, as Lawson explains, quote, the destruction of this principle, separation of powers, that is, the destruction of this principle of separation of powers is perhaps the crowning jewel of the modern administrative revolution. Administrative agencies, again, what is an administrative agency? Just about anything that touches your life. IRS, DEA, CIA, FBI, DOJ, FEMA, IRS, or already mentioned Social Security Administration, Child Protective Services, Department of Education, name them. Federal Reserve. Administrative agencies routinely, listen to this, administrative agencies, all of the alphabet soup I named and the rest ad nauseum, ad infinitum. Administrative agencies routinely combine all three governmental functions in the same body and even the same people within that body, end quote. His example, Lawson's example, that is, here is the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. And this is a quote from Gary Lawson's piece, The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State. Listen to this. And again, this isn't hyperbole. This is reality. This is insane. Listen, this should be shocking to everyone who hears this. The commission, the FTC, this is a quote from Gary Lawson's piece. It says the commission or the FTC promulgates substantive rules of conduct. The commission then considers whether to authorize investigations into whether the commission's rules have been violated. If the commission authorizes investigation, the investigation is conducted by the commission, which reports its findings to the commission. If the commission thinks that the commission's findings warrant an enforcement action, the commission issues a complaint. The commission's complaint that a commission rule has been violated is then prosecuted, that's right, by the commission and adjudicated by the commission. The commission adjudication can either take place before the full commission or before a semi-autonomous administrative law judge. If the commission chooses to adjudicate before an administrative law judge rather than before the commission, and the decision is adverse to the commission can appeal to the commission. Does that sound like a rigged game to you? I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. So, again, the question is, are my affairs controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government? The next obvious question is, if so, how and why? I'm not going to get into that right now. We've done plenty of shows on that. Listen to Ralph's broadcast for more on that. But I will get into, I think the one question, once you get that settled and that resolved, and if the answer is yes, I'll get to the one question you can ask, and for that matter, it's the one question everyone should be asking federal legislators on any piece of legislation. We'll get to that right after this.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
I'm going to try to button this up. We'll go back to the phones here. But this is paramount. There's nothing more important, quite frankly, nothing. And when I say nothing, believe me, I mean nothing. After thousands and thousands of hours of research, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I will tell you that there's all kinds of stuff out there that, frankly, is secondary, tertiary, or in some cases that's being kind, pales in comparison to the importance of this issue. Why exactly the scenario that Greg outlined in the first hour? And everyone should be outraged. That should have everyone up in arms, not to go off and do something half-cocked, but to dig in and find out what in the heck's going on here. Me smells a rat. You know, me thinks something is not right here. So the two questions. The first is, again, the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946 is your new Bill of Rights, according to Senator McCarran, if you are one of those Americans whose affairs are controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government, period. Fact. End of story. Do we ever learn about this other Bill of Rights? Well, gosh, the next question should be if there's another Bill of Rights, maybe there's another set of rules that goes along with it. Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. And those are the rules that are being applied. And that's another misleading issue. Those are the rules, quote unquote. I say tongue in cheek because there's really no rules. I'll mention that in a second. But those are the rules that are being applied, which is why there's so much confusion, why Greg is so rightly upset. Because we're not told how this nonsense works. And it boils down to this. Though that set of rules is really best identified in the words of Justice Brandeis, for example, in the United States versus Babcock case from 1919, 250 U.S. 328, when he said these general rules are well settled. In other words, by 1919, Justice Brandeis was already saying, why are we talking about this? This is old news. And it's even older news 90 years later. These general rules are well settled. That the United States, when it creates rights and individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. And there's more continuing on, but I'm gonna use the more common that phrase as it's more commonly cited and has been for almost 150 years from the case that Ralph also talks about. Ralph Winter wrote on this network. That case was William Daniel Allen versus John O'Graham, Commissioner for the Department of Public Welfare, State of Arizona. And the phrase is this: when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. And that is the situation that Greg is bumping into. An administrative remedy is being applied, however mistaken its exercise. And so when you really boil down what this phrase means, it means simply that in the administrative state or in the administrative jurisdiction, the only rule is that there are no rules and it can be made up on the fly. And then you understand that according to the Administrative Procedure Act, you begin to realize that the legislation Congress passes isn't really as important as what happens next. The rules and regulations that are promulgated by, that are required to be promulgated by the agencies that are affected by the legislation that's passed are what really touch you and I, which comes to the most important question I'll get to in a second that Ralph has raised that I think everyone should have on their lips at the drop of a hat. Again, the first question is, am I one of those Americans whose affairs are controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government? And if you can't clearly say no, the answer is probably yes. And the next question is this next question I'll get to. But since there's a different set of rules here, and the only rule is that there are no rules, and the agencies have to promulgate rules and regulations in the Federal Register, and they're required to do that when legislation is passed that affects them. And just as a brief aside on that, you'll be horrified to know, if you ever dig in and figure out how legislation works, that when legislation is introduced on the floor for floor action, it's introduced from committee, and then if it's put in play, it's reintroduced or it's sent back to committee. And the committees work on the legislation with the agencies that will be affected. In other words, the agencies that will be affected by the regulation or by the legislation are actually smithing the legislation ahead of time themselves. That's a fact. And people talk about the few hundred folks in Washington on Capitol Hill. What about the congressional committee staff? You can go to the Library of Congress's page and see that there are more than 24,000 committee staff members on Capitol Hill. That's a small town. There's another piece I'll mention when we come back. We'll move on. We'll take your calls right after this. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. Back again. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. We're going to go back to the phones. I hope you can appreciate this is really a difficult subject to, I think, try to draw in succinctly, especially when I would say 99% of the American people have just absolutely no inkling of what this subject matter means. So I'm trying to couch it in a way that can meet the even the most unassuming ear. But again, this is what everyone should be concerned with. Now, the last piece that I'll mention real quick is a piece by James P. Hill, published in 1986 in the John Marshall Law Review. John Marshall, Chief Justice John Marshall, you know, the Babe Ruth of the Supreme Court, a favorite guy of some people that listen to this network. But the John Marshall Law Review is one of the most venerated law reviews in the country. So this is another one of those unimpeachable sources, if you will. So the piece was titled "The Third House of Congress versus the Fourth Branch of the Government, The Impact of Congressional Committee Staff on Agency Regulatory Decision Making." And this is from the first paragraph of that article. And it's an amazing article. You can find it online. And I highly encourage everyone to find it and read it in its entirety. And again, it's shocking in its revelations. But it says, this article presents a simple yet unsettling proposition. Regulatory decision-making, among the most intrusive and pervasive aspects of federal activity, is largely the product of two politically unaccountable bureaucracies. Regulatory decision-making is largely the product of two politically unaccountable bureaucracies. Unelected congressional committee staff, like I said, 24,000 plus strong, and unelected regulatory agency officials comprise these two politically unaccountable bureaucracies. Do you remember voting for agency officials and committee staff? Those are the people who are actually working on the legislation. Both, it says, both of these bureaucracies have developed outside the constitutional framework. Modern regulatory decision-making, therefore, is not the result of formal directives or interactions between the regulators and their constitutionally elected masters. Instead, modern regulatory decision-making is the result of only informal negotiations between the unelected congressional committee staff members and the unelected regulatory officials. It's a bunch of glad-handing between these two groups. And that's who's writing the legislation, quite literally. The agencies themselves who will be promulgating rules and regulations subsequent to the legislation that's passed. And the committee staff members. And it's just, you know, a matter of how well wheels get greased and things. And this is why we don't ever seem to get any traction with anything. You can call your congressman all you want. Doesn't matter. Ask him when the last time he was that he, last time it was that he actually wrote a piece of legislation, worked on it personally, read it. It comes from committee. It's worked on by the committee staff and the agency decision, or excuse me, the agency regulatory staff. Collusive effort. Which gets back to Ralph's question. Now, if you read the Administrative Procedure Act, you understand that he says dig into 5 U.S.C. 552 and 553. The only question that matters once you get to that, if you are one of those people whose rights or whose affairs are controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government, if you can't step back into the constitutional proper, so to speak, the next question is, okay, these regulations that you're going to try to stick on me, agency, because the regulation is what they, that's the connection point. The agencies are what reach out and touch you, and the way they touch you is through regulation. And there is a strict set of guidelines that must be upheld for a regulation, according to the Administrative Procedure Act, to have the force and effect of law, to rise to the level of a statute, so to speak. And you'll find that in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D, as Ralph Winterode always says. So the only question of any import at this point becomes, if you are one of those people whose affairs are regulated or controlled or regulated in one way or another by agencies of the federal government, which obviously pretty much everyone is today, question is, are these regulations substantive regulations that you're citing, and are they in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553, B, C, and D, yes or no? And if no, please explain. As Ralph says, remembering that all benefits are precluded under 5 U.S.C. 553A2 from being substantive regulations. What's the point? There are two types of regulations. There's a substantive reg that has the force and effect of law, and there is an interpretive reg. An interpretive reg you can think of as just a good suggestion, and not even really for you. In most cases, that's an agency suggestion, basically. This is best practices, good housekeeping. But everything that we see in the landscape today is an interpretive reg based on the guidelines of 5 U.S.C. 553. So here's the question. Are you trying to bind me as though this regulation had the force and effect of law with something that's actually an interpretive reg and has zero force and effect of law? That's the question that needs to be asked. And so to the point, to get back to the phones real quick and jump off this a little bit for a second. The question to ask federal congressmen and senators, for that matter, is the same question. This healthcare legislation, this anything legislation, the only question that matters in your life when push comes to shove is, will all of the regulations, as Ralph would say, or I think you could even say, will any of the regulations, but will all of the regulations is the important question to ask. Will all of the regulations subsequent to this legislation that presumably affect in any manner the public or me, will all of those regulations be substantive regulations in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D? If yes, well, that's interesting because that's a first. If no, please explain, remembering that all benefits are precluded under 5 U.S.C. 553A2 from being substantive regulations. They're not. That's the only important, meaningful question in America today when it comes to legislation. And so to answer your question, Greg, like I said, I'll circle back around and encourage you to listen to John's broadcasts with the authors of The Own It All, including you by means of toxic currency, Ronald McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan, over the last several Mondays. Listen to those broadcasts very carefully, starting from the beginning, and get a copy of their book. You can order it on republicbroadcasting.org. You can go to their website, but I encourage you to support the network. You can get it at the network, republicbroadcasting.org. And speaking of that, I'd be remiss if I didn't say support the advertisers of the network. And speaking of that, in the administrative state, I noticed in the last break the zero debt commercial played, and John Galea is someone who knows about this subject matter. So if that's a product that is of interest to you, inquire. And they're all reputable advertisers, so please support the network and the advertisers. But as I said, that's the question that should be asked. So to conclude on that point, listen to those broadcasts, listen to Ralph's broadcasts from the last several Sundays, far back as you can go, and really start to dig in and understand what that means. And then maybe we'll get somewhere. Maybe we can start asking the right questions. As one man rightly observes in the words of Thomas Pynchon, as long as they can keep us asking the wrong questions, they never have to worry about the answers now, do they? So I know we're running out of time, and we'll go to the phones in a second. Let me play one of these clips, the most important one that really is very close to what George described, and then we'll go to the phones. But first we need to play this clip. We have to do at least this one. So, again, this is the case that I explained first. The lady is hearing about two sets of rights. Listen to this. This is amazing.
A lot of duress. I'm not a bar attorney. I don't like this at all.
You are ready?
Yeah.
Well, you're on the appointment of the public defender. I had a chance to speak with Ms. Ripple. And I told her I really required more time to get myself acquainted with the file and to prepare for trial. I discussed with her the difference between her statutory right to speedy trial, which is set by code as 180 days, and I discussed with her constitutional right to speedy trial. It's my understanding that that usually the defendant can waive the technical statutory right and that the constitutional right is nonetheless preserved. Your Honor, she adamantly would preserve that constitutional right, but she would agree to waive the statutory right to speedy trial in exchange for a continuance so that I can meet with her and prepare her trial case thoroughly. So, Your Honor, at this time I do move to continue, and as a condition of that, I would, on my client's behalf, waive her statutory right to speak trial, but not her constitutional right.
Can you please roll the clip? I'm okay, did we play the clip? Okay, I didn't hear it. All right, so you heard that. I didn't hear it, so I don't know it verbatim, but that reflects what I was saying. I wish I would have heard it, but as I remember it, it's astounding. She hears two sets of rights being described right before her very eyes, and like I said, when I was sitting there, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and it was absolutely astounding. It was like divine intervention. It was like, you know, God was there to let me witness this or something, because I couldn't believe it, and I was asking myself, am I really hearing what I'm hearing? And then it was confirmed by the public defender that she is willing, while she's adamant about, you know, protecting her constitutional right to fair and speedy trial, she is willing to waive her statutory right. Her what? Did you know that there are those two sets of rules? It's absolutely astounding. So, with that as a backdrop, let's go back to the phones real quick. And thank you for waiting patiently. I hope this is helpful. I really do, because like I said, there's nothing more important going on in this country right now than this subject matter. Let's go to Guy in Arkansas. Guy, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. I hope the guy with the dog problem is still listening. If he is, I encourage him to get pencil and paper. I got a website for him to go to. And basically, you know, this program is all about solutions, and the website that I'm offering does have some solutions, at least in part, if not in total, and to some degree. So that the website would be the rule, R-U-L-E, theruleoflaw.com, theruleoflawradio.com. Again, theruleoflawradio.com. And the guy and the host there is Randy Kelton, and he's
right.
Got
and Barbara Stevens.
Right, he does procedures. And this guy with the dog problem, obviously he should number one Monday file a bar grievance against this $1,100 lawyer that he bought for malfeasance and misrepresentation. And of course, if he gets a hold of Randy Kelton about his problem, at least Randy can help him redirect his case, because it sounds like they turned this case totally against him and not to the merits of the case, which is about the dogs. So if he's listening, he tunes in tonight on the internet radio show and gets a hold of him, that he can call in tonight, he may get at least some partial remedy for his problem. And thanks again for stepping in for John. Appreciate the time, and you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Guy. Appreciate the call. This is a wonderful bastion of free speech, and I think that I'm just going to say, with all due respect, I would disagree, because to me, the way that works is much the same as a fly trying to fight its way out of a spider web. That's usually the way I see that go. And so to me, it's more about addressing the root. And the root is exactly what I said. Do those rules even have the force and effect of law? I think that's the first question. While we still have time, we still have a minute. Let's jump back on the phones. Joel in Wisconsin, welcome. Thanks for calling in. Joel, are you there?
Yes. Now you got me?
Hi, Joel. Yes. Thanks for calling in.
You got me now?
Yes, thanks for calling in.
Okay. You brought up, like, there's two Bill of Rights. There's
yes.
One in administration. Is there any place you can take a look at that?
Yeah, it's codified. The first place you want to go is 5 U.S.C. 552 and 553.
And there are rights listed in there?
Yeah. Essentially, that's the other Bill of Rights. Uh-huh. The Administrative Procedure Act.
Okay, does it matter? Are you getting at the yellow fringe on the flag? Does it matter what court you're in when they use the administrative part or the constitutional part? Does the fringe on the flag have anything to do with that?
That's a circumstantial point. It's an ancillary point. It pertains, but no, it's not of primary importance. So we'll deal with that a little bit when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
This is an important message from hempusa.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Final segment of the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. My broadcast is Road Warrior Radio on the same network, and I actually bat cleanup. I close out the lineup on RBN just before Jeff Rentz comes on. And this is the last segment. I wish I had more time to deal with the flag issue, but I'll leave it at this. It's an ancillary issue. And the Administrative Procedure Act is codified in 5 U.S.C., and you want to go to 5 U.S.C., subchapter 2, and then you want to look specifically at 552, 5 U.S.C. 552, 552A, and 553, and just really dig in there. And that's not much reading. That's a little bit of reading. You're going to see some terminology that's really weird. And, again, rulemaking specifically, 553, B, C, and D, What's the process? And to understand that. That's what's important. The flag is just a, that's acknowledgement. That's representative of what I'm talking about. How's that, Joel?
That's okay. One more little question.
It's kind of like focusing on the jerseys of the other team instead of the plays they're running. You know what I mean?
Is basically any attorney know about this?
Yes, there are some, and most of them get run out of town on a rail when they start trying to do something about it. In fact, that's why I played that clip. That public defender obviously knew something about this.
Right.
Which is absolutely insane.
So some are privy to it and some are not?
Yes, some know about it more cognitively than others. I would say most generally don't really get it. They know about it, but they don't understand what it really means.
Okay, well, it's not easy to understand.
No, I agree. It helps, though, if you can dig in and you start wrestling through that stuff, which is why I encourage folks to listen to the authors of They Own It All, including you, by means of Toxic Currency and Ralph Winterode, because that really will help pave the way and lay a foundation.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks.
You bet. Thank you, Joel. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Deloitte in Idaho. Deloitte, welcome.
I hope that Greg is still listening.
Okay.
When you're under the gun, the way he sounds like he is, you have to use other tactics. You don't have months to learn the Administrative Procedures Act. And the earlier caller guy took some of my thunder when he mentioned the rule of law radio.
Yeah.
The rule of law radio, they get into procedure and they attack the lawyers and the judges and the cops when they don't follow their own rule book. And if you get to the point where you're arguing the merits of the case, you have already lost in this system because there's no way you're going to win. That attorney that he paid for is just trying to smooth things over and make him think he's being represented and when he's really not. He is on the other side. There's three guys there tag-teaming him, and he doesn't realize it. And another thing for him to check out is the American Voice Radio. There's a show on there, The Constitutional Crusader. Both of these shows contributed a tremendous amount of my knowledge to save me from many years in prison for felony charges that should not have even been brought against me. And I had to learn a lot of things about a lot of different procedures. And the Constitutional Crusader has a assistance of counsel package that will teach him what he needs to do and take care of that attorney that he paid money for, along with Randy Kelton, and take care of that attorney. So there's several ways to hit these guys.
Right on. Thanks, Deloitte. Appreciate the call, folks. Stay tuned for The Flip Side with Robbie Noel.
With recent